The story of Merck and Marge. In our last chapter, an attempt was made to hold up Mert and Marge as they left the theater with Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold, the young, handsome assistant district attorney, after the opening of Hayfield's Pleasures. Margie recognized the voice of the would-be hold-up man as that of her worthless foster brother, Jimmy Minter. A policeman wounded him seriously. Mert and Marge have been summoned to the hospital to identify the bandit. To protect Marge, Mert has called Ray Hunt and asked him to help. He has agreed to use his influence with Jack Arnold. And in just a moment, we'll continue the story of Mert and Marge. Mert and Marge are due at the hospital right after morning rehearsal. We come backstage to find the rehearsal nearly over. The entire company is assembled, and Ray Hunt is giving a few last instructions.
Now, quiet, please, everybody. Quiet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think I've covered nearly every point. Now, please don't let me down tonight. The old tradition of a poor show on the night following the opening is an old-fashioned state of mind. After all, it's only relaxation of overwrought nerves. And an artist never relaxes while he's behind the footlights. Remember, you're all artists in your particular position or you wouldn't be in this production. I expect a much better show tonight.
Oh, boy. Oh, can you imagine Mr. Hunt going in for physiology?
You mean psychology, don't you, dearie?
Oh, beat the feet, Clarence. Get lost.
Miss Elena, I'd like a word with you.
What do you wish, Mr. Hunt?
Miss Elena, for weeks we put up with your eccentricities. Last night, you did a most unforgivable thing. You danced down to the footlights and expressed your opinions of Max Schwartz's tempos.
Oh, but Mr. Hunt, he played too fast. He danced me off my feet. I could kill that man. He don't have such nice eyes.
Never mind his eyes. He's the greatest musical director in New York. Now, we don't care how you danced in South America. We want a fast finish. If anything like that happens again, Miss Elena, I'm afraid it'll be a fast finish for you.
Oh, Mr. Hunt. You don't like me? No.
No. Oh, please pardon me. Oh, girls.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Well, good work, girls. Miss Minter, I think we're going to make a trooper out of you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Oh, Gwen Rogers, what's the matter with your wings and the butterfly number?
Mr. Hunt, they just won't open.
Uh-huh. The tiffing tuffer. Will you find out what's wrong?
Mr. Hunt, she crossed them. That's what she did. She crossed them.
Yeah, with a grasshopper.
One more crack like that, Billy DeVere, and I'll bomb you. I'll positively atomic bomb you.
Miss Spear, yeah. Please sing a little louder.
She does, they'll all go home.
Miss DeVere, won't you please smile while on stage?
Just look my way, DeVere. It'll be easy.
Yeah, wouldn't it, honey?
Well, all in all, girls, it was a very good show. But you're very ragged in that second number. Now watch your step tonight, will you?
Okay.
Your hustle dismissed.
Oh, Mert, tell us about the hold-up. I think it's so thrilling.
Oh, nothing to tell, Gwen. Wasn't even exciting.
Well, didn't he get anything?
Just an old-fashioned hold-up. All he wanted was our money. Well, I'll see you tonight, girls.
If I never see that dame again, it'll be soon enough.
Well, bye,
kids.
Myrtle, are we going to the hospital now?
Well, I think so, Margie. Oh, here comes Ray. I'll ask him. Ray, how soon?
Well, I'll be with you girls in just a minute. I'll meet you out in front.
Okay, we'll wait right there. Come on, Margie.
Myrtle, do they think Jimmy will die?
Well, Ray said the last report was that there was some hope for him, but he's still unconscious.
Did you tell Mr. Hunt and Mr. Arnold that Jimmy's not really my brother?
I told him that Jimmy is your brother. It'll save a long explanation on your part. Jack's been at the hospital most of the day in Jimmy's room. You see, Jack, as assistant prosecuting attorney, is working with some special agents. They're trying to round up a big black market ring, Ray told me. And Jack's been trying to get information and evidence on the gang. He thinks Jimmy may know a lot. You see, Jimmy may talk while he's delirious, and Jack will make a note of everything he says. Oh, here comes Ray.
Well, all ready, girls?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, taxi. Taxi. Hey, Broadside Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to
kept you girls waiting so long.
Oh, that's all right.
I had a lot of things to clean up. I know Mr. Hayfield is very pleased with the show.
Yeah, the morning notices were all very good. I'm anxious to read what the afternoon papers have to say.
Well, we all will be very happy about it. Bet it was a big thrill to you, wasn't it, Margie?
Oh, Ray, she's crying. Forgive us, Margie,
don't
for being...
Don't worry, little girl. We'll do all we can.
Oh, Mr. Hunt, what'll they do to Jimmy?
Well, if Myrtle's plan has worked out, why, Jack Arnold will already have fixed everything.
What is the plan?
Why, that your brother Jimmy is just one of the stage boys who was playing a practical joke, and the gun was an old stage prop. Of course, he's been fingerprinted by now and his record checked, but, well, Arnold's got a pretty good pull.
Jimmy's been arrested before.
Nope, here we are at the hospital. Now, don't worry about it, Margie, and do just as Jack Arnold tells you. Here, driver.
Thank you, sir.
Whom do you wish to see, please?
Why, Mr. Jack Arnold, the gunshot case. I'm Mr. Hunt.
Oh, yes, Mr. Arnold is expecting you. Room 120. Turn left at the end of the corridor.
Thank you. This way, girls.
Okay.
And listen, not a word about this at the theater tonight. Everybody will be crazy to find out what's cooking.
Don't worry, we're clams. Oh, there's Jack in the doorway.
Oh, hello, folks.
And how are you today, Miss Margie?
Well, I'm fine, only I'm so nervous, Mr. Arnold.
Well, don't worry about the boy in there. He isn't going to die. And it's all fixed. I think he'll be a great help to me. He's still unconscious, but not delirious. He's her nurses in there now.
I see.
I've got enough names and notes to start the ball rolling. I've taken rather unfair advantage of this, Jimmy, but chances are, when he's conscious, he won't say a word. He's not the squealer type.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, after what he's done to Margie, they can give him 10 years. It's too good for him.
Mr. Arnold, the young man is asleep now and out of danger. You can go in.
Well, thank you, Miss Kelly. Now, we'll all go in, and at the first sign of his waking, we'll leave Miss Margie alone with him.
Oh, he looks so pale and sick.
Oh, his eyelids are moving.
Let's stand outside the screen. Do you mind, Miss Margie?
Please do. I want you to hear everything he said.
My head hurts up. You don't care if I stay home a little while, do you, Ma?
Jimmy. Jimmy, it's me, Margie. Don't you know me?
Marge, I thought you were Ma. Am I home?
You're in the hospital, Jimmy. Don't you remember you were shot?
Shot? Then they did put me on the spot.
No, Jimmy, the policeman shot you. Don't you remember the theater? The holdup?
Holdup? Oh, yeah. Two men and some girls in a car. I was waiting for you, Marge. I didn't see you come out. I wanted to see you. I wanted to before they got me.
Who, Jimmy?
Never mind who, Marge. I bought a gun to protect myself if I could.
But it wasn't loaded.
I just bought it at a pawn shop. I was going to get it loaded after I saw you.
But the holdup, Jimmy.
Yeah, the holdup. I wanted to get enough money to get away if I could. A night out. Anywhere, quick. Some guy hit me on the chin, and then you say the cop shot me.
Yeah.
I guess it'll be up with me now. That was my first stick-up, Marge. What a rotten job. Say, Marge, I saw you in the show. I was way up in the gallery, and then I went back to see you, but I missed you. You're the best darn dancer in the whole show. Well, you're better than the star, Marge.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy.
And Marge, do you suppose there's anything I could ever do or say that would make you forgive me for all the rotten things I've done to you? And for that day I hit you?
Oh, that's all forgotten, Jimmy. You weren't yourself that day.
I don't know what got into me, Marge. If I can just get away from the gang, they're afraid I'll squeal, but I won't. I just want to be let alone, Marge. Wonder what I'll get for this job. I didn't shoot, though. Never shot a gun in my life.
Mr. Arnold may get you out of it all right.
You mean Jack Arnold?
Uh-huh.
He's a swell guy. I met him at the Red... my place here in town. Oh, gee, I feel sick. I'm so tired, Mark. If I could only get out of this all right. Do you think Ma would care if I came home for a little while? Until I feel better. And maybe I could get a job in Syracuse, huh?
Jimmy, Mother'd be so happy if you'd go home and try to do better. I'm going to get $60 a week now, and I'll help you.
After all the dirty things I've done to you. No, Marge. You better let him send me back to jail.
Jimmy, do you know you never kissed me since you were a little boy?
Mm-hmm.
When you used to call me Marty?
Marty. Yeah. Yeah, Marty. Will you kiss me now, Marty?
Oh, Jimmy. How I've wanted and wanted a big brother like you.
Gee, Marge. You're a swell sis.
Is Mert right in thinking Jimmy is worth saving? Will Jack Arnold succeed in getting him out of the jam he's in? Or is Jimmy so involved with racketeers that it will only lead to more trouble for himself and Margie? Anything can happen in the next fascinating chapter in our story of Mert and Marge. Andre Baruch speaking.